triple bill that would have made, huh? Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze, Cream, I Feel Free, and The Who, Can't Explain. Matter of fact, I guess I saw all three of those at the Fillmore East at one time or another. And it would have been something else to have all three of them at the same time. Bob Lewis on Saturday Morning 60s on NEWFM. Do want to take just a moment to remind you that this is going to be my last Saturday Morning 60s. I have some pressures on me that will not allow me to give both you and NEW the amount of time that it really requires to do this show right. And so I am going to have to reluctantly say it has been a really nice visit with you this week and the previous 2 weeks, and wish you well. I'm going to be listening to the show as it goes on. I listen to NEW anyway. It's home for me. And undoubtedly, we will talk to each other again on the station. But we got, you know, better than an hour and a half left of Saturday Morning 60s to spend together. I want to take also one moment to thank David Taylor, who produces the show with me, and who, as a matter of fact, produced for me years ago when I was doing a regular show on NEWFM. And also a special thanks to Patrick Fichot, who helped with this show. More than that, what can I say? We have what you really need.
About me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
So Mellow, yeah, Donovan, Mellow Yellow. Before that, The Byrds, Wasn't Born to Follow, and The Beatles, All You Need Is Love. Groups and individual artists whom we would have liked to see or did see at Woodstock and at the Fillmore East. On Saturday Morning 60s, Bob Lewis with you on NEWFM.
It's Crazy Eddie's greatest record and tape asylum super sale ever. Every record and every tape on every label is on sale, including Kissing to Be Clever, the latest from...
Saturday Morning 60s at 60. My name is Cecilia Sisson. I used to be in silent movies, and then one day something happened, which is not my routine. It's Carol Channing's routine. We are talking about artists whom we either saw or would like to have seen in the 60s at the Fillmore East or perhaps at the Fillmore West if you were in California, or at the Woodstock Festival. And what we haven't paid any attention to yet is the ladies.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Good enough for me, good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
The door it opened slowly, and my father, he came in. I was 9 years old, and he stood so far above me, and his blue eyes, they were shining, and his voice was very cold. He said, I've had a vision. And you know I'm strong and holy. I must do what I've been told. So we started up the mountain. I was running, he was walking. And his axe was made of gold. Mercy, our uniform, man of peace, man of war. The peacock spreads his fan.
J's, all ladies of the 60s, on Saturday morning 60s on WNEW FM 102.7. I'm Bob Lewis, and this is Saturday morning 60s. If you're a Nassau County resident involved in a dispute with family, friends, or neighbors, why are you fighting? Call the Mediation Alternative Project at 516-883-3006. 516-883-3006. We're going to take a break for weather and for concert happenings, and then we shall return with Sly and the Family Stone.
Dance to the music. some bottom so that the dancers just won't hide.
Going for that Yardbirds, Happenings 10 years time ago, and of course before that Sly on the Family Stone, and Dance to the Music. Bob Lewis, Saturday Morning 60s, artists whom we either did in fact enjoy on the bills at the Fillmore, or whom we did in fact enjoy at the Woodstock Festival, or artists whom we would have liked to have enjoyed. Now, there's one artist whom I would have liked to have enjoyed at the Fillmore, and who probably never would have gotten there. Nobody really thought this artist was very hip. In fact, he grew up in the Bronx, influenced by one of the great musicians of the early 60s, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But first, I want you to withhold your upset at the fact that he comes out of the hubcap generation, and listen to Dion DeMusi, all right? Just listen to him sing.
I thought I saw him walking up all
Now, Dion recorded that in the early 70s, of course. But he was talking about the feelings of the 60s, and I'm not making apologies for playing it, because to me the 60s went primarily from about 1963 and the British invasion all the way up to about 1973, late 1973. And the reason I wanted you to hear Dion sing is because it was really by way of introduction to the man who influenced his singing. The man's name was Fred Neil.
This old world may never change, where it's been. And all the ways of war can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. Oh, this old world may never change.
Fred Neil, I've been searching for the dolphins. Dion recorded the dolphins also, but rather than play both of them with the same song, I thought I'd play Abraham, Martin, and John. Bob Lewis on NEWFM, Saturday Morning 60s. And I can't imagine any choice of groups that we either saw or wanted to see at the Fillmore East or at Woodstock, if it was my choice involved, that wouldn't include the Moody Blues.
WNEW-FM New York, good Saturday morning to you. It's 10 o'clock. I'm Stacey Kahn. It's 30 degrees, mostly sunny, windy, and cold today.
Bob Lewis with Saturday Morning 60s. And we're talking about records by artists who either were or should have been at the Fillmore or at the Woodstock Festival. Here's a guy who should have been both places.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver, every paper I deliver, bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
What a sad song. Don McLean on NEWFM. Bob Lewis with you on Saturday Morning 60s. What was the day the music died for you? For me, the 60s music, I guess you'd have to say at Altamont and the terrible things that happened at that concert. And to this day, I'm convinced that at least part of that song relates to the happenings at Altamont. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie, on the day the music died.
I was searching for a light beer that wouldn't let me down. Then I discovered Amstel Light, and I knew that I had found a richer taste, an imported taste, a taste that had much more. Amstel Light, great tasting light, the light I'd been looking for.
95 calories, never tasted so important. Imported Amstel Light.
Van Munching & Company. They import Amstel Light. So next time you want a great tasting light beer, order one that's imported. Amstel Light Beer. Only 95 calories.
95 calories. Never tasted so imported. Till they imported Amstel Light.
Van Munching & Company, New York. Exclusive importers of Amstel Light Beer.